Quick, before Jim Brown could finish, Jefferson Howard obtained the floor and spake.
Ill suits the time for clownish words, and trivial is our cause, if not at stake but John Cabanis' wrath. He who was erstwhile of the other side and came to us for vengeance. More's at stake than triumph for New England or Virginia. And whether rum be sold, or for 2 years, as in the past 2 years, this town be dry, matters but little. Oh yes, revenue for sidewalks, sewers, that is well enough. I wish to God this fight were now inspired by other passion than to salve the pride of John Cabanis or his daughter. Why can never contests of great moment spring from worthy things, not little? Still, if men must always act so, and if rum must be the symbol and the medium to release from life's denial and from slavery, then give me rum!
Exultant cries arose. Then, as George Trimble had overcome his fear and vacillation and begun to speak, the door creaked, and the idiot, Willie Metcalf, breathless and hatless, whiter than a sheet, entered and cried,
"The marshal's on his way to arrest you all. And if you only knew who's coming here tomorrow..."
"I was listening beneath the window where the other side are making plans."
So to a smaller room to hear the idiot's secret, some withdrew, selected by the chair. The chair himself, and Jefferson Howard, Benjamin Pantier, and Wendell Bloyd, George Trimble, Adam Wyrock, Emmanuel Ehrenhart, Seth Compton, Godwin James, and Enoch Dunlop, Hiram Skates, Roy Butler, Carl Hamblin, Roger Heston, Ernest Hyde, and Pennywit the artist, Kinsey Keene and E.C. Culbertson and Franklin Jones, Benjamin Fraser, son of Benjamin Pantier by Daisy Fraser, some of lesser note, and secretly conferred.